Hello, my name is Calvin Moore, and you are listening to the Christian Manifesto's Book Voucher.
In this episode, we will be considering Brett Lott's book, Letters in Life, on being a writer, on being a Christian. Brett Lott is the New York Times bestselling author of more than a dozen books, including Jewel and Oprah Book Club Selection. From 1986 to 2004, he was writer-in-residence and professor of English at the College of Charleston, leaving to take the position of editor and director of the journal, The Southern Review, at Louisiana State University. Letters in Life was published by Crossway Publishers. This book is a series of essays and a brief biography of a writer's life. The author notes a distinct lack of Christians committed to literary fiction anymore. We have no more C.S. Lewis's, no more G.K. Chestertons, no more J.R.R. Tolkien's. The closest the Christian genre underneath that moniker within Christian bookstores or Christian sections of mainstream bookstores, the closest the Christian genre has is contemporary fiction. We have no Cormac McCarthy's in Christian fiction at this time. We have no Christians committed to writing literary fiction, or very few Christians committed to writing literary fiction, and Brett Lott sees that as a travesty. He differentiates between popular fiction and literary fiction because there are plenty of Christians who are writing popular fiction, but again, very few writing literary fiction. And he differentiates by saying that literary fiction is fiction that examines the character of the people involved in the story, and popular fiction is driven by plot. Popular fiction is meant primarily as a means of escape, while literary fiction confronts us with who we are and makes us look deeply at the human condition. So essentially, what Lott believes of literary fiction is that it is heavier and weightier and makes us see who we are. And when we see who we are, I suppose that Lott believes that we can better change who we are if we see bad spots, or become even better if we see good spots. So that is something that I find of great value in the book Letters and Life. He also, the central question at the core of all of these essays is, what is the relationship between the believing artist and the public square? Because Lott is not writing primarily for Christians, but he does note that he is a devout Christian. He actually begins his book with a recitation or a writing or reading of the Apostles' Creed. So he says exactly what it is that he believes. Yet he asks this question, how do I write not just for people who believe as I believe, but how do I write for everyone? How do I write for the public square? And that question is central to each one of the essays, even if never directly stated in the other four essays in this book or in the brief biography at the tail end of the book. In the end, Letters in Life ends up being what I would consider to be a clarion call or a challenge for Christians to pick up the mantle of not just fiction, but specifically literary fiction. It can also be seen as a challenge to all artists, not just authors, but artists in general, to do what they do with excellence. So, in the end, I believe that Letters in Life by Brett Lott is a fantastic read. It is a different kind of book than most are going to find within even Christian nonfiction, as again, he is advocating for Christians to take up the mantle of literary nonfiction. It is a very different kind of book. Not many books are coming out that are written in essay form, unless, of course, it is a theology title. And so this is a different kind of book for nonfiction within the Christian sphere. It is also a different kind of book for Crossway Publishers. So definitely a good read, not anything that most readers of Christian nonfiction are going to be used to. But if you are a person who, by and large, reads literary fiction and also happens to be a Christian, this is a great read for you. So again, Brett Lott's Letters in Life on being a writer, on being a Christian. Thanks so much for listening.